From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas are no longer under a hurricane warning as Hurricane Maria passes east of the Bahamas as a Category 3 storm. 14 people were reported dead on the island nation of Dominica, which has a population of about 71,000. In Puerto Rico, at least 13 people have been reported dead. The National Weather Service says Oaxaca Dam is failing in western Puerto Rico, forcing the evacuation of an area with about 70,000 residents. An 18-year-old has appeared in court, charged with attempted murder following last week's bomb attack on a London commuter train. Ahmed Hassan of Sunbury-on-Thames is accused of carrying out the attack on Parsons Green Station last Friday that injured 30 people. The homemade bomb engulfed a carriage in flames but apparently failed to fully explode. As Reuters News explains, it's not the only charge he faces.
As well as attempted murder, Hassan is also charged with causing an explosion likely to endanger life using the highly volatile TATP, known as the Mother of Satan, or another explosive substance.
Several other people have been arrested and homes raided in what appears to be Britain's fifth major terrorism incident this year. Mexico's Navy says it has rescued 115 people alive from the rubble of buildings in Mexico City that collapsed due to Tuesday's deadly earthquake. The Navy also says in a statement that it has recovered 88 bodies. Earlier, officials raised the death toll to 293, but that count is expected to rise as rescuers continue to look for trapped individuals, with at least 148 deaths reported in the capital. This is VOA News. North Korea said it was considering testing a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks at the United Nations this week. Roger Baker is with the Texas-based think tank Stratfor. He explains why North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may choose to do so.
They basically said, look, we need to demonstrate to the United States that our capability is not theoretical. Part of why they changed their missile testing to having these last two shots go over Japan was to show a real-world test rather than a theoretical test. Instead of a high-altitude lob, they launched it in a way in which it would actually fly during a military confrontation to be able to demonstrate their ability to use proper guidance and their reentry technology.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says an atmospheric test would be the first globally since China detonated a device in 1980. Kenya is in uncharted territory as the same institution responsible for the failures of August's presidential poll is expected to organize a fresh vote in fewer than 5 weeks. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Kenya's opposition has given the director of public prosecutions 3 days to file charges against electoral commission officials accused of bungling the August presidential vote. Opposition member of parliament Godfrey Osotsi says his party cannot allow the same officials to conduct the rerun election. This kind of demand has made legal experts worried about a constitutional crisis if the electoral commission fails to hold the new election within the required 60 days of the Supreme Court's September 1st ruling. Some legal professionals argue that if the October 31st deadline is missed, President Uhuru Kenyatta will have to make way for a caretaker administration. Muigai disagrees.
There is no government called a transitional government or a caretaker government that is defined in this constitution.
Kenyans are divided over the court's decision to throw out the presidential results. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Transport officials in London say they will not renew Uber's license to operate in the city due to a lack of corporate responsibility in dealing with the ride-hailing app's safety issues. The regulatory body, Transport for London, said in a statement, Uber London is not fit and proper to operate in the city. Resident Drew Pipe reacted to the news.
I think it's sad news because although the black cabs have their place and they're absolutely great in central London, but if you're slightly away from the center of London and you need a cab, Uber's the best option.
Uber said it will appeal the decision. For additional and in-depth coverage to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.